This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of two country music hits with a hip-hop sensibility, Lil Nas X's Old Town Road and Blanco Brown's The Get Up. Old Town Road found itself in the center of a controversy when Billboard magazine initially removed it from its country sales chart for being not country enough. Ken says that Old Town Road and The Get Up are made by African-American musicians with a sense of history and a sense of humor.
Take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is a
one of the biggest hits this past spring is sticking around to be one of the biggest hits of the summer. Lil Nas X's Old Town Road is an interesting piece of music that behaves like a novelty song. What might immediately strike your ear is the use of a banjo, not your usual hip-hop instrument. Then there's the tempo, a loping beat that does a great job of making you picture Lil Nas X sitting on a horse that's trotting across an Old West desert. In this context, the languid vocal comes across as a drawl.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the boots black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor, lean all in my blood. Cheated on my baby. You can go and ask me. My life is a movie. Bull riding in boots. Cowboy hat from Gucci. Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Maybe you've seen the video for this song that features Lil Nas X performing with country music guest star Billy Ray Cyrus. Old Town Road traveled a rocky road to success. Early on in the song's run, Billboard dropped it from its country music chart, saying the song, quote, does not embrace enough elements of today's country music. This was, of course, ludicrous, verging on something more serious. Public outcry made it an even bigger hit, and the song went back on the country charts as well as the pop and hip-hop charts. Lil Nas X recently released an EP of 7 diversely styled songs that suggest he's not a one-trick pony. Another artist, Blanco Brown, has a single that mixes hip-hop with country in both rhythm and instrumentation that is something altogether different. It's a new novelty hit called The Get Up.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones, or grab your love partner. And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me.
Yeah. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him.
The Get Up is a devilishly clever number combining hip-hop rapping with a line dance rhythm. In the video for the song, Blanco Brown does a funky two-step that's caught on among both country and hip-hop audiences. Until now, Brown was best known within the industry as a producer. He's worked with Chris Brown, Pitbull, and Childish Gambino, among others. The Get Up isn't a masterpiece of songwriting, but it sure is catchy. A perfect summertime hit.
To the left now. To the right, to the right. Now take your left hand and put it on your side. Gonna roll your shoulders. Do the slip and slide. This next part's my favorite part, cause it's time to shine.
Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Grab a sweetheart and spin.
If you want to get serious about this, Old Town Road and The Get Up are the latest examples of the way black musicians' interactions with the country genre are most often treated like unusual events. That Lil Nas X's song had to pass some sort of purity test to join the Billboard country chart is, to put it mildly, distasteful. The African-American presence in country music extends back centuries, of course, at the very least as old as the banjo itself. Nevertheless, it's great to hear these two songs in the current country context, providing enlightenment as well as entertainment.
Ken Tucker reviewed Lil Nas X's Old Town Road and Blanco Brown's The Get Up. Last month, HBO featured a miniseries dramatizing the Chernobyl nuclear meltdown, the world's greatest nuclear disaster. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk with journalist Adam Higginbotham about the untold story of the Chernobyl meltdown. In his book, Midnight in Chernobyl, he writes about design flaws and shortcuts, human hubris, Soviet secrecy, and the lack of imagination that led to the 1986 explosion. He talked to many eyewitnesses. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our associate producer of digital media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.
Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing.